If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey folks, just to say, if you've been enjoying The Daily Inch, this will be coming to Patreon as a semi-regular feature called The Weekly Inch. To subscribe for as little as $3, go to patreon.com/murdermile or click on the link in the show notes. Aye, then you. Friends, welcome to The Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story's been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way, and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 3rd of November, 2022. But until then, there's this. Number 15. An orgasm too far. Stress. The only way to combat it is to blow off a little steam once in a while. We all have our own methods. Some do it by blurting out rude words like flip or bum. Some legends do it by gorging on vast quantities of cake. And some relieve their stresses by watching a bunch of pampered, glorified underpants models, sporting stupidly thin beards and wacky hairdos, to make up for their lack of personality. And to prove this, just listen to any footballer speak, as they drive away after 90 whole minutes of work, in inverted commas, having earned more in a week than a nurse earns in a year. Utter shite. And some people, and I can already sense several uptight little fingers reaching for the off switch as I'm about to mention the unmentionable. Some people will relieve their stresses by having a little wank or shoving a sex toy up their bum bum or foo-foo. There, I said it. If you're offended, the clue was in the title. And really, it's life's moaners. It's the uptight tossers and the one-star brigade who never have a good word to say about anything, who really need to bop one out once in a while. I mean, it's just an innocent bit of stress-relieving fun, enjoyed alone, behind closed doors, which harms no one. Well, sort of, but we'll get to that. Some people regard it as rude, but come on. It's perfectly natural for a slightly stressed woman to flick the bean, to wave at Mrs. Foofington, to tunnel out of the mouse house with the world's palest spade, to double-click the button to floor 6, to play a little bit of double bass till the fat lady sings, and to recite the vowels of the alphabet by going from A to E to I to O, and finally, to U. Apparently, men do it too. I know. Shocking. But when we do, it's often euphemistically referred to as bashing the bishop or bopping the baloney, which we've all heard before. But for your own personal peccadillo, fans of the English Civil War may refer to it as strangling the roundhead. Lovers of cake may call it squeezing the cream horn. Some Italian waiters have styled it as getting spicy with the pepper grinder. and fans of games for the 1984 ZX Spectrum have been heard calling it getting the gold medal on Daley Thompson's decathlon. If you didn't get any of those references, please ask a responsible adult. And although some people choose to self-pollute their private parts, others stick things up their asses. There, I said it. Each to their own, I say. We've all got to get our kicks somewhere. And whether that's by dancing the five-knuckle shuffle, doing a one-handed tango with Pam and her five lovely sisters, or having an arm wrestle with Rodney Plonker, it's all fine as long as nobody gets hurt. One man chose to do such a thing, to while away a few moments on a dull Christmas day. And yet, sadly, this moment of self-pleasure would lead to his death. 50-year-old Nigel Willis lived in a small council flat on Dartmouth Road in Forest Hill, South London, which he shared with his mum. Being single and unemployed, his life was lonely. Christmas Day of 2013 began like any other. A Bond film, the Queen's speech, an old episode of Morecambe and Wise, and an overcooked meal of turkey, roasties, and a selection of vegetables that everyone hates. But being a diabetic, Nigel couldn't pig out on treats and put himself into a food coma like everyone else, as too much sugar would put him into a real coma. So instead, he sucked on a dull, sugar-free sweet. Christmas is a hard time for most people. So feeling stressed, and being in the comfort of his own bedroom where no one would see him, Nigel stuck a vibrator up his arse. Merry Christmas. And as he shoved the 6-inch phallus into his festive butthole, the butt of the plastic winky tingled his tingling prostate and gave his guts a lovely Christmassy orgasm, as if Santa had delivered it himself. Sadly, as pleasurable as it may be to probe your jacksie with a shop-bought boner, the rectum can also act like a vacuum, and the more he tried to pull the pulsating vibrator out, the further it went in, until his greedy little bum had eaten it whole. Burp. And what was he to do? To tell his mum, I've anally ingested a love trumpet? Or sit there in silence, or buy it uncomfortably on the sofa and act like nothing was wrong? Too ashamed to ask for help, Nigel did nothing for 5 whole days. But feeling weak, dizzy, and unable to move, a friend called the paramedics and Nigel was rushed to Lewisham Hospital. Taken straight into ICU, he had an emergency operation to remove the sex toy which had perforated his bowel. Confined to the ICU, 5 weeks later, Nigel died of sepsis and multi-organ failure. Everyone has their own way of relieving stress. But sadly for Nigel, it was one orgasm too far. You could say the moral of this story is don't stick sex toys up your ass. But life is dangerous. I had one friend who broke his back cycling. Another snapped his dick having sex. And yet, if masturbation is so wrong, it sucks that celibacy increases your risk of prostate cancer. You can't win either way. So here's my little take home for you. Whack off whenever you want to. There you go. Ta-ra! Have a good wank. Your regular episodes of Murder Mile return on Thursday the 3rd of November, or 3 days earlier via Patreon. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.